Some Christmas mumbo jumbo will wing its way to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Mid-South studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report for Christmas week 2017. We do have some exciting news from the Dayton Hamvention this week. However, first things first. We wanted to bring you a very rare rain report that consisted of the reading of a piece called A Ham's Christmas that was penned by the late Walter A. Tompkins, K6ATX, voiced more than 25 years ago for the rain report by Chicago ham and broadcaster Orrin Brand, K9KEJ. However, that recording is nowhere to be found. Most unfortunate. However, back in the mid-90s, when Iowa ham Blair Alper, KA9SEQ, frequently read items from Packet for these rain reports, his mother, Elaine Alper, no call, voiced a legalistic translation of a written piece entitled A Visit from St. Nicholas.
The following appeared as a contribution on the W3IWI BBS. Rumor has it that it was contributed anonymously by a loquacious AMSAT member who considers his domicile to be not far from the course of the Hudson River. A Visit from St. Nicholas for readers in their 23rd year of schooling. 'Twas the nocturnal segment of the diurnal period preceding the annual Yuletide celebration. And throughout our place of residence, kinetic activity was not in evidence among the possessors of this potential, including that species of domestic rodent known as Mus musculus. Hosiery was meticulously suspended from the forward edge of the wood-burning caloric apparatus, pursuant to our anticipatory pleasure regarding an imminent visitation from an eccentric philanthropist, among whose folkloric appellations is the honorific title of St. Nicholas. The prepubescent siblings, comfortably ensconced in their respective accommodations of repose, were experiencing subconscious visual hallucinations of variegated fruit confections moving rhythmically through their cerebra. My conjugal partner and I, attired in our nocturnal cranial coverings, were about to take slumberous advantage of the hibernal darkness, when upon the avenacious exterior portion of the grounds there ascended such a cacophony of dissonance that I felt compelled to arise with alacrity from my place of repose for the purpose of ascertaining the precise source thereof. Hastening to the casement, I forthwith opened the barriers, sealing the fenestration, noting thereupon that the lunar brilliance without reflected as it was on the surface of a recent crystalline aqueous precipitation, might be said to rival that of the solar meridian itself, thus permitting my incredulous optical sensor to peruse a miniature airborne runnered conveyance drawn by an octet of diminutive specimens of the genus Rangifer, piloted by a minuscule aged chauffeur so ebullient and nimble that it became instantly apparent to me that he was indeed our anticipated caller. With his undulate motive power traveling at what may possibly have been more vertiginous velocity than patriotic LR predators, he vociferated loudly, expelled breath musically through contracted labia, and addressed each of the octet by his or her respective cognomen. Now Dasher, now Dancer, et al., guiding them to the uppermost exterior level of our abode. through which structure I could readily distinguish the concatenations of each of the 32 cloven petal extremities. As I retracted my cranium from its erstwhile location and was performing a 180-degree pivot, our distinguished visitant achieved with utmost celerity and via a downward leap entry by way of the smoke passage. He was clad entirely in animal pelts, soiled by the ebon residue from the oxidations of carboniferous fuels which had accumulated on the walls thereof. His resemblance to a street vendor I attributed largely to the plethora of assorted playthings which he bore dorsally in a commodious cloth receptacle. His orbs were scintillant with reflected luminosity, while his submaxillary dermal indentations gave every evidence of engaging amiability. The capillaries of his molar regions and nasal abstinence were engorged with blood which suffused the subcutaneous layers, the former approximating the coloration of Albion's floral emblem, the latter that of the Prunus avium, or sweet cherry. His amusing sub- and supralabials resembled nothing so much as a common loop knot, and their ambient hirsute facial adornment appeared like small tabular and columnar crystals of frozen water. Clenched firmly between his incisors was a smoking piece whose gray fumes, forming a tenuous ellipse about his occiput, were suggestive of a decorative seasonal circlet of holly. His visage was wider than it was high, and when he waxed audibly mirthful, his corpulent abdominal region undulated in the manner of impectinated fruit syrup in a hemispherical container. Without utterance and with dispatch, he commenced filling the aforementioned hosiery with articles of merchandise extracted from his aforementioned previously dorsally transported cloth receptacle. Upon completion of this task, he executed an abrupt about-face, placed a single manual digit in lateral juxtaposition to his olfactory organ, inclined his cranium forward in a gesture of leave-taking, and forthwith effected his egress by renegotiating in reverse, the smoke passage. He then propelled himself in a short vector onto his conveyance, directed a musical expulsion of air through his contracted oral sphincter to the antlered quadrupeds of burden, and proceeded to soar aloft in a movement hitherto observable chiefly among the seed-bearing portions of a common weed. But I overheard his parting explanation, audible immediately prior to his vehiculation beyond the limits of visibility. Ecstatic yuletides to the planetary constituents, and to that selfsame assemblage, my sincerest wishes for a salubriously beneficial and gratifyingly pleasurable period between sunset and dawn. This is Elaine Alper, KA9SEQ's mother, for RAIN.
And that's a legalistic translation of A Visit from St. Nicholas, voiced for the RAIN Report in December 1994 by the late Elaine Alper, no call sign. When we come back, I'll read a press release from the Dayton Amateur Radio Association, DARA, about some really good news for we who endured the 2017 Hamvention under that big white tent. The Rain Report is available 24/7 from therainreport.com. It is heard Saturday around 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on WTWW, the Lebanon, Tennessee, shortwave station, 5.085 megahertz. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Now, this regarding the 2018 Dayton Hamvention scheduled for next May. We are pleased to announce the Greene County Commissioners and the Greene County Fair Board have approved the construction of a new building at the Fairground Expo Center. Greene County officials have decided to move forward with construction of a new building as it will continue to expand their presence in the region as a world-class exposition center. Hamvention certainly benefits from the decision to expand the Expo Center footprint. Construction is planned to be complete ahead of Hamvention 2018 and will be used for the event. Additionally, another building on the property, previously known as Fairgrounds Furniture, is being vacated and will be available for use by Hamvention 2018. More details regarding the building sizes will be forthcoming, but Hamvention is told the floor space added will cover an area larger than the tents Hamvention used in 2017. Although this decision was made to expand opportunities at the Expo Center, Hamvention is grateful for the support of Greene County, Xenia Township, and the City of Xenia. This press release is signed by Ron Kramer, General Chair, Jack Gerbs, Assistant General Chair, Michael Coulter, CFO, Official Spokesperson, Hamvention. For more information regarding Hamvention, point your web browser to http://hamvention.org. That's http://hamvention.org. And that concludes this holiday edition of The Rain Report. Copyright 1990, 2017, Rain. All rights are reserved. Now for Rain founder and producer Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 to you bah humbuggers from The Rain Report, www.therainreport.com, and heard at the North Pole on the Lebanon, Tennessee shortwave powerhouse, WTWW, transmitting a block of amateur radio programming Saturday evenings on 5.085 kilohertz. That's 5.085 kilohertz. 44s, and keep on hamming.